You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Europe, a NATO official says the alliance's planned biggest military buildup since the end of the Cold War in especially Eastern Europe is to counter a more aggressive and unpredictable Russia. The announcement by the chairman of NATO's military committee came shortly after Moscow summoned a U.S. defense attaché earlier this week after American military aircraft allegedly flew into civilian airspace during a reconnaissance mission near Russia's far eastern border. Stefan Boss has this report.
Russia's defense ministry says the U.S. defense attaché was summoned to explain why a U.S. Air Force RC-135 surveillance plane risked colliding with passenger planes as it flew over the Sea of Japan on May 22nd. Moscow alleged that the aircraft had turned its transponders off and could not be detected by civilian radar, although it was flying at an altitude typically used by passenger jets. However, in turn, Washington has repeatedly accused Russian aircraft of busing U.S. warships and aircraft in what it calls an unprofessional and dangerous manner. Russia says, however, that the U.S. military should not get too close to its borders. Despite the already rising tensions, the chairman of the NATO Military Alliance's Military Committee, General Petr Pavel, has defended a decision to continue a massive military buildup closer to Russia's borders, in what is known as the NATO's eastern flank. His comments are important, as the military committee is NATO's senior military authority and crucial source of military advice. General Pavel said the buildup is a direct response to Russian military actions in Georgia, Ukraine, and Syria.
If there are no increase in Russian assertiveness demonstrated in actions in Georgia, in Ukraine, Crimea, in Syria, there wouldn't have to be a reaction from NATO side. NATO and especially NATO Eastern allies feel threatened by Russian assertiveness, Russian aggression in several areas. And especially nations who are directly bordering Russia wanted to be more assured about NATO presence and NATO willingness and preparedness to act.
The United States said earlier that it would build up forces in Central and Eastern Europe in response to Russian intervention in Ukraine, where it annexed the Crimean Peninsula. The West has also accused Russia of supporting pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine with weapons and troops, charges Moscow denies. Britain has suggested that NATO's largest buildup since the Cold War in Eastern Europe could include up to 3,500 troops near Russia's borders, with Britain, Germany and the United States taking the bulk of command duties. The issue is expected to be high on the agenda during an upcoming NATO summit in July in Warsaw, Poland. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.